Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Romans chapter 3. Yesterday we hit the 28th verse. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. So people are declared righteous by faith, aside from doing the law. This is a culmination statement, we conclude. And it's based upon the fact that from about 19, where Paul, verse 19, where Paul says the law was for people that are under the law, everybody be guilty. Then he transitions in 21 to the righteousness of God apart from the laws revealed. It's the same righteousness that's found through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all that believe, that everyone is sinned and come short of God's glory, but that those same people are justified freely by grace, whom God has set forth Jesus as the satisfaction of our sins. The sins God overlooked in time past, but now declares himself righteous. So he's both just and justifier of those who have faith in Christ. Therefore, boasting is excluded. You couldn't boast in your law. You can't boast in your works. It's all about faith. And so we conclude that a man is made righteous by faith apart from the deeds of the law. There's the culmination of verses 19 to verse 28. So now 29, 30, 31. Is he God of the Jews only? Is he not also God of the Gentiles? Yes, he's God of the Gentiles also. Since there's one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. So both Jew and Gentile face their justification not in their circumcision or their lack of circumcision, not in their pedigree, not in who their parents are, where they're from. If so, then flesh could boast. Remember, when Paul says flesh can't boast in 1 Corinthians 1, this is not just about effort. It's about literally, I cannot boast that my flesh makes me better than you. And that's what a Jew could do. I am circumcised. By the mere fact that I'm Jewish and circumcised, I'm better than you. And Paul said, you can't do that anymore. We can't, our boasting is now by faith, not by the deeds of the law. So he's God of the Jews, he's God of the Gentiles. 30, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. And this is verse 31 is a verse that has caused some problems for people coming into grace. I was asked this question just recently, Romans 3:31. And I even had someone not say to my face, but I read someone a couple of years ago who were coming against grace and said, no grace preacher will ever deal with Romans 3:31. So let's deal with it, which was wrong, by the way. I've heard it dealt with many times. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Here, based upon what you've read for three chapters, don't take this verse out of context. Based upon what you've read for three chapters, don't view the law as a means of righteousness. Because Paul has told you that the law just shuts people's mouth. It just makes them guilty. It doesn't make them righteous. In light of that knowledge, don't view this as the law as a means of righteousness. View it as, when he says law, he's talking about the way of life, the Jewish way of life. So do we make void that way of life because we now have faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish that way of life. Let me give you another way to say that. We actually put the entire way of life in its proper context, or as the Message Bible says, we confirm that way of life because now we have faith. We don't just have works. Our works couldn't confirm that way of life, but now we can. And so Paul's not telling them to abandon being Jewish. That's their heritage. They can take pride in it. They just can't boast that it makes them righteous. They don't have to void out their way of life. They just have to void out the ability to be righteous by it. It didn't work anyway. We'll close up the chapter and the year tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.